time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
And CNN projects Doug Jones, the Democrat. He will be the next United States Senator from Alabama. He beats Roy Moore in this really, really exciting contest. Doug Jones comes from behind, takes the lead, and now CNN projects he will be the next senator. First time in 25 years that a Democrat will be elected senator from the state of Alabama, a ruby red state, a very Republican state. This is a huge moment, a huge win for the Democrats, a huge setback for the president of the United States.
The Associated Press called the race for Doug Jones at 10:23 p.m. Eastern Tuesday night, making Jones the first Democrat elected to the Senate from Alabama since 1992.
Alabama has been at a crossroads. We have been at crossroads in the past. And unfortunately, we have usually taken the wrong fork. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you took the right road.
Jones spoke to supporters in Birmingham.
At the end of the day, this entire race has been about dignity and respect. This campaign has been about the rule of law. This campaign has been about common courtesy and decency and making sure everyone in this state, regardless of which zip code you live in, is going to get a fair shake in life. And let me just say this, folks, to all of my future colleagues in Washington. There are important issues facing this country. There are important issues of health care and jobs and the economy. And I would like, as everyone in the entire probably free world knows right now, we've tried to make sure that this campaign was about finding common ground and reaching across and actually getting things done for the people. So I have a challenge. I have this challenge to my future colleagues in Washington. Don't wait on me. Take this election from the great state of Alabama. Let me finish. Take this election where the people of Alabama said, we want to get something done. We want you to find common ground. We want you to talk. Take this opportunity. In light of this election, and go ahead and fund that SHIP program before I get up there. Put it aside and let's do it for those million kids and 150,000 here in Birmingham, Alabama.
Despite the fact that Jones' margin of victory over Roy Moore is 1.5%, Moore has refused to concede, citing the rule that an automatic recount is triggered when the vote is within half a percentage point.
Thank you. You know, I really want to thank you for coming tonight and realize when the vote is this close that it's not over. And we still got to go by the rules about this recount provision, and the Secretary of State has explained it to us, and we're expecting that the press will go up there and talk to them to find out what the situation is. But we also know that God is always in control. You know, part of the problem with this campaign is we've been painted in an unfavorable and unfaithful light. We've been put in a hole, if you will, and it reminds me of a passage in Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. That's what we've got to do.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said regardless of who won, he won't seat the new senator until after the new year, giving him an extra Republican vote to push through the GOP tax bill. Fallout continues in the Senate from the president's Tuesday morning tweet that Kirsten Gillibrand would, quote, do anything for campaign contributions, as many spoke out in her defense. In the White House press briefing Tuesday, Sarah Sanders denied it was a sexist statement.
So you're saying that this quote, Senator Gillibrand would do anything, is a reference to campaign contributions in Washington, the swamp. This has nothing to do with her being a female What is he alleging would happen behind closed doors with her?
He's not alleging anything. He's talking about the way that our system functions as it is, that politicians repeatedly beg for money. That's not something new. And that comment, frankly, isn't something new. If you look back at past comments that this president has made, he's used that same terminology many times in reference to men. There's no way that this is sexist at all. This is simply talking about a system that we have that is broken, in which special interests control our government. And I don't think that there's probably many people that are more controlled by political contributions than the senator that the president referenced. I got the
news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.